Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we have had music from Lucas Hogue, Alyssa Lynn, and Tierra. We'll be discussing our interviews with Alyssa and Tierra. We also have our friend Chelsea Kulik stopping by to guest co-host with us. This should be a fun show, folks. And today is the 60th episode of Indie Country Radio. I just wanted to make mention of that and say 60 episodes has literally gone by within 5 minutes to me. And also, speaking of Indie Country Radio, the show next week is moved to Saturday because of my mom's surgery on the 27th. And with that being said, let's welcome today's co-host, our lovely friend, Miss Chelsea Kulik, to the show. Hey, Chelsea, how are you?
Hey, Cody, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for helping me out with this today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited when you asked me to be a part of this. And congratulations
Absolutely.
On your 60th episode.
I appreciate you. 60 episodes. I started Indie Country Radio back on January 6th of 2017, and it was. It's just another way for me to help you guys and get your music out there. It's just another way that I can do this. So.
That's amazing.
But, and speaking of Indie Country Radio, I got the idea a few months ago to bring on guest co-hosts because I know as singers, you guys rarely get to see what a co-hosting gig is like, and I wanted to kind of give you guys a kind of a behind the scenes look at what a co-hosting is like, and let you guys see that side of the business too. So that's why I decided to bring on my artist friends to help me out a little bit.
Oh, it's such a good experience for artists, I think, because you get to see what it's like on the other side, asking other artists questions and seeing other artists' responses and just being involved in helping the community just, you know, get known and get out there. I think that's awesome that you're doing this. So thank you so much for asking me to be a part of it.
Absolutely. With that being said, I want to go back to last week's Indie Country Radio and tell you guys where we left off last week. Let's see. At number three last week, we had Madison Park, New Wednesday 17. Number two last week was Erica Dome's new one, The Way You Love the Truck. And at number one last week, for the first time, was Taji Bachman with Everything I Was. So, are you ready to kick off this week's countdown with me?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get it started. At number three this week is a singer that I am just so incredibly impressed with and just so proud of. We actually had her on the show literally 2 months after she moved to Nashville, about 2 or 3 months after that. This is a brand new one from Tierra. It's called Out of Sight, and it's at number 3 on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Everything in this town will be out of sight, out of mind. We got the world in the palm of our hands, breaking rules every chance that we get. You, me, and the world don't want to have to know where we're going, so we turn off the phone, yeah. Or kiss all our worries goodbye. We ain't in no hurry, na-na, around the side, out of mind.
I loved it. Such a good feel.
You know, I've gotten to watch Tierra play live via Periscope with the Song Suffragettes there in Nashville a couple of times, and she's an incredible singer.
Yeah, her voice was amazing. I loved it. Definitely got a different thing to it, and I loved how the song, it was just super clever the way that it was written. Such a great song.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is why I enjoy having artists on the show, because they will give the listeners more in depth of the song, like melody, et cetera, et cetera. This is why I love having y'all on to help me with these things, because I know a little bit about music, but nothing like melodic wise, sonically wise. I know nothing about that. So just to kind of have that knowledge that y'all bring to the table is great.
Oh yeah, well, the melody was super catchy, and it wasn't like, I love the way that she, as you know, I feel like so many people say the same things in the same songs, which is great. That's why they're hits and stuff like that. But it's so refreshing to hear songs has the same idea but written completely different and super fresh. I mean, it reminded me of like my past country, like, you know, like when I was listening to like, you know, later 90s country music or early 2000, you know, it kind of had like a cool Dixie Chicks, like kind of a throwback thing, but it just sounded so great that it sounded, you know, new. The melody was great. Her voice was awesome. And the idea was just a fresh twist on ideas that are done, but it's just a fresh twist on it. So I thought it was awesome.
Awesome. So, before we get to the number two song, you've got a really big show coming up that you were telling me about off air, and this lineup, folks, is just incredible. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So August, it's a festival. It's called Big Valley Jamboree, and it is up in Canada, where I'm originally from, and I'm playing on the mains this year on the Friday, so it starts on Thursday. Luke Combs is the headliner on Thursday night, along with Alabama. And then Thomas Rhett is the headliner on Friday night, which is the night that I'm playing. And, it's a huge festival. I think there's about 30,000 to 40,000 people that end up going, and Florida Georgia Line are the Sunday headliners. Brett Eldridge is playing. It's going to be just a massive festival. Billy Ray Cyrus is playing. He's actually playing the same day I'm playing, so I'm super excited about that. It's going to be a great, great weekend. I'm going to have so much fun because I'm playing on the Friday, and then I play a songwriter stage later on in the day, and then on the Sunday I play as well. So I'm super grateful, because I've wanted to play that festival for such a long time. And they called me up earlier this year and asked if I wanted to play on the main stage. And I was like, absolutely. So it's super exciting to be involved in such a huge festival.
Right. Now, how cool is that to see your name on the bill with people like Thomas Rhett, Billy Ray Cyrus, and like that? How cool is that to see your name with these people?
I mean, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to be able to play big shows like that and big festivals. And I mean, I've dreamt about playing on the stage. The first time I went to Big Valley Jamboree was 10 years ago. And I remember saying to myself, I'm going to play on this stage one day. And so when they called me and asked if I would play, and I saw my name on the poster and it was official and it was out there, I was just, I cried. I was so happy. It was just an incredible feeling.
Speaking of crying, have you seen the Lindsay L. CCMA's reaction video yet?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. You seriously need to see this thing. It is, she's watching the CCMA's online with her mom. She got two nominations, Album of the Year and a Female Artist of the Year, and she just absolutely bald when they call her out for Album of the Year. It was incredible.
That's,
and I mean,
amazing. Yeah, I love Lindsay L. She's such a sweetheart. We actually, she got me to play her 24-hour show that she did downtown on Broadway in Nashville. She did a show for 24 hours, and I played, she got a bunch of artists to play, and she is just such a really, she's just such a nice human, and she's so sweet and genuine, and I'm super happy for her. That's so awesome.
I will message you the YouTube link to that after the show, because
yeah, please do.
You definitely have
absolutely
to see this.
I want to see it. Yeah, I want
to see this. But, I mean, I love stuff like that. I mean, people that we've had on the show for interviews who have gone on to sign publishing deals, get their stuff played on CMT. I mean, I love seeing that. Every time it happens, it just absolutely warms my heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling. It's, you know, it's just so great to see people's dreams come true.
You know, and I always say this, and I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face, but if this show can be just a very, very small part of somebody's success, I've more than done my job.
Mhm. Absolutely.
So, are you ready for the number two song of the week?
I am. I can't wait to hear it.
I actually met this girl. This is a funny story. I was nominated for the Nashville Universe Awards this past year with people like Bobby Bones, Cody Allen, Betsy Spina. It was just, first I thought it was a cruel joke when I saw the list. I was like, I'm nominated with these people? What's going on here? And this girl was nominated too. So we walk into the Wild Horse Saloon, we sit down, and then all of a sudden this girl gets up, she goes, I think I recognize you. I'm like, okay. So it turns out she'd been following me on Twitter for the longest time, and I didn't even realize it. So that's basically, that's how we met, and that was basically my first ever quote unquote fan experience, which is cool.
Oh wow! You know? Yeah, absolutely.
So. This is my friend Alyssa Lynn with You Keep Me Wild at number two on Indie Country Radio.
I'll always be your love light, and you'll always be the stars in my eyes. I'll keep you underneath the blue sky, and you'll find me where the sun will always arise. We'll never tame this fire, we're gonna burn it till the keep me wild, you keep me safe. So when I die young, be a town far away. Every time is the first time I saw your face. I can't help but love you out loud. You keep me of a hard time and time again. When this world we found gets watered down, you can always count on this crazy friend. If they try to tame this fire, we'll just cry out.
when we die young, we'll be old in gray. Every time it's the first time I saw your face, I can't help but love you.
And that was Alyssa Lynn at number two with You Keep Me Wild. Can you believe this girl is only 16?
I was going to say she looks pretty young. So I was like, I was going to ask you how old she was. What an incredible voice for a 16-year-old. Wow, that's amazing.
I told her... this last time we interviewed her, I told her, I said, and I firmly believe this, this girl is going to be a star. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. She definitely, like, at such a young age, that's unbelievable. So good. Does she live in Nashville, or where is she from?
She's actually from Knoxville.
Okay. There's so many singers and so many people that I've met from Knoxville that come to Nashville, but she's obviously just, she stays in Knoxville and comes to Nashville every now and then, or?
Yeah. Yeah. She comes to Knoxville to write, record, and play shows or whatever, and then goes back to home to Knoxville, so.
Amazing. Only 16 years old. That's so incredible. Good for her.
When I found out she was 16, I'm like, that big voice comes out of you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
But, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's what'd you think unbelievable.
What'd you think of the song?
I thought it was great. Yeah, no, I thought it was great. I really liked the song. I thought it was really good, and especially, like, I mean, it just blows my mind that she's only 16, because it's just, you know, so great. Such a great song. I really, and her voice is so good. And it was a sweet, sweet song.
She's actually got a brand new one out that I'm looking to play in a couple of weeks, called High Heels Are Camo, which I've heard it, and it's pretty awesome in and of itself. I'm thinking of playing it in a couple of weeks too. So.
Oh, so does she like to wear high heels and camo, or is she a camo girl?
Either or, basically. Well, since she's from the South, you know, us Southerners, we like her camo, and we like to hunt, we like to fish, but at the same time, we can get dressed up, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I grew up in, like, rural Saskatchewan, Canada, and that's the same kind of thing that I came from. It's like the women, they hunt, but then they like to get all fancy and dress up as well. So I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as a matter of fact, this coming October, I might have to rent a three-piece suit for an event that I'm co-hosting.
Nice. Gonna get all dressed up.
I hope so. It's my first ever live hosting event, and it's an award show. And I'm.
Oh, what's the award show?
It's the K-Dub Indie Country Radio Music Awards. It's all independent artists. The nominations are out there. If you want to vote, I'll send you that link too.
Yes, please.
And I'm nervous on one hand, but then again, I'm super excited, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great.
You know, and the guy that's putting this on and is doing it, he's like family to me. So when he approached me about co-hosting with him, I couldn't say yes fast enough.
Oh, I'm sure. That's an incredible opportunity. How amazing.
There's going to be a red carpet and everything, and it'll only be the third red carpet I've ever walked in my entire life. So,
oh, that's so exciting. Oh, you're going to, like, I mean, I remember my first red carpet experience. It was a few years ago, and it was at the, I can't remember what it was. It was in L.A., and like mm-hmm. Katy Perry and Lionel Richie were like walking ahead of me, and I was like, oh my goodness. And it's so funny to hear like
wow.
all the photographers yell at you and say, look this way. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm walking the same carpet as Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. I was freaking out. It was so cool.
That is cool. You know, a quick tip for you for any future red carpets. I've got a tip for you. If there's multiple cameras, just pick out one or two to kind of focus on, and the rest will get their shots of you. I mean, and that's for the simple reason being that you're not trying to look at every camera just at the same time, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, getting back to the countdown, are you ready to find out what the number one song is?
Yes, I can't wait to hear it.
I actually got to see this guy perform this song live at the Nashville Universe Awards a couple of months ago, and I'll tell you what. It sounds just as good live as it does on the record. So this is Lucas Hogue at number one with The Power of Garth on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
His fingers to the bone, but always made time for us when he got home. He'd grab Mom and me a glass of tea and those old cassettes. That memory is still as sweet as it was back then. Every time I hear the thunder roll, I'm right back 10 years old, those songs are like a soundtrack to my life. I was too young to understand why Mama cried when she heard the dance. Those melodies will forever be wrapped around my heart, and that's the power of God. I was stuck in my truck, all backed up on the interstate. Much too young took me back to yesterday. So I cranked it up, I sang along, I closed my eyes and it took me home. Every time I hear the thunder roll, I'm right back 10 years old, those songs are like soundtrack to my life. I was too young to understand why Mama cried when she heard it dance. Those melodies will forever be wrapped around my heart, and that's the power of God. Come and gone.
ever come along and hit me like he does. Every time I hear the thunder roll, I'm right back 10 years old. Those songs are like a soundtrack to my life. Now I'm old enough to understand why mama cries when she hears the dance. Those melodies will forever be wrapped around my heart. And that's the power of God. Power of God.
And there you have it, folks. The number one this week, Lucas Hoag and Power of Garth. What'd you think about that song?
Oh, I loved that song. I loved it. I mean, for one, who doesn't, like, get a flashback when they hear any sort of thing about Garth Brooks? I mean, he was just like, I mean, he's still a legend, you know? I like
the
subject. I like that it was different. I like that it, you know, was, but his voice was phenomenal. So great. Yeah, that was a really good song. I really liked it. Super brought me back to Thunder Rolls. I mean, you just go, you can just picture... just like, you know, where I used to listen to that song and who I used to listen to it with.
Rolls. Yep, I agree completely. But, what'd you think of the countdown overall as a whole?
Oh, it was great. I loved it. I thought that all the artists were great. All the songs were great. It's so good for people. I mean, I think it's so great for this is such a great platform for artists to get their music out there and for people that love country music to hear new country artists that they might never have heard before if it wasn't for your show.
Well, I appreciate that. And I try to do my part. I mean, I can't do it all, obviously, but I try to do my part to help you guys out whenever I can.
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you so much. I think, you know, it's such, the music industry is such a interesting industry because it's so easy to get your music out there, but it's also so hard because there are so many people that are doing the same thing that you're doing. And,
right.
You know, just having a platform like this is just such a great thing for especially new artists because it just helps them get their music out there a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for doing this. I mean, when I reached out to you, I believe it was, I think it was last week or so. There's two things when I reached out to artists about doing this. One, I didn't expect everybody that said yes to actually say yes. And number two was I didn't expect y'all to say yes so quick.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, you help artists out, so why wouldn't we help you out if you needed it or be a part of something that's just, I mean, I'm glad that I got to hear all this new music today, too. It's just, it's refreshing and it's inspiring, so thank you for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for asking me. I was surprised that you asked me.
Well, I consider you a dear friend, and I mean, it was a no-brainer for me to ask you, you know?
Well, thank you, Cody. Thank you so much. I feel so grateful. I definitely consider you a dear friend, so thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Hey, I think I'm going to let you go and wrap things up here, but thank you again for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. Okay, well, have a great rest of your weekend.
And I will talk to you later, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Cody.
All right. I'm back, Kelsey.
Bye. Hi.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Monday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented ladies of Auburn Road joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.